USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are learning brand new details surrounding the apparent suicide of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. The New York Post reporting he hung himself with a bed sheet from a bunk bed at the federal holding facility in New York City, even though inmates in this area are supposed to have paper-like sheets and not cloth ones. U.S. Attorney Bill Barr, speaking at a police convention in New Orleans, says his office will get to the bottom of what happened and that Epstein should have been checked on by guards every 30 minutes. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will continue.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened.
Barr also says there's some serious irregularities at the federal facility that held Epstein in New York.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In USA News for Your Health, a lawsuit filed in Atlanta against the owners of the Sheraton Hotel after a man gets sick coming down with Legionnaire's disease. One woman who stayed there died, and at least 12 other confirmed cases. The hotel closed and is being cleaned. Another study finds a direct connection between your diet and your heart health. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
This latest research finds that eating less meat and eating more vegetables does reduce the risk of heart failure by as much as 40%. The new study is published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, and it finds people who had the highest intake of plant-based foods were 16% less likely to have a heart attack or stroke. The study followed more than 12,000 people between the years 1987 and 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Major League Soccer teams in the Pacific Northwest banning political flags at games. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
Major League Soccer has a new policy that bans political displays at matches. The Seattle Sounders and Portland Timbers have banned signs and flags with the Iron Front symbol, which they say has become appropriated by some in the Antifa movement at times in the context of violence. Supporters groups maintain the symbol represents opposition to fascism and persecution, a human rights issue, not a political stance.
On Wall Street, investors continue to be worried about trade with China and the market taking a big hit. The Dow shedding 391 points to close at 25,896. The Nasdaq down almost 96 points. The S&P 500 down almost 36 points. And speaking of money, some very rare coins worth plenty of dough on display at the World's Fair of Money in Chicago.
The American Numismatic Association is sponsoring the event that also includes the U.S. Treasury Department's display of bills of denominations of $100,000 each.
Visitors can see literally over $1 billion of rare coins and paper money. The U.S. Treasury Department alone will have a $1 billion display.
Don Perlman of the American Numismatic Association also tells us in 1943, Lincoln pennies were supposed to be zinc-coated because copper was needed for World War II, but a few of them were mistakenly made with a bronze alloy. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.